You are going to be here in Grand Marais today, and what you're going to talk about is It Doesn't Have to Be So Hard. And what that is about is children and adults developing healthy body images, good eating, and I think the emphasis is going to be on little guys, toddlers to kindergartners. Tell us about the program and particularly about this whole picky eating thing, and how do you deal with that with kids?
Yeah, I think that's why I titled it, It Doesn't Have to Be So Hard. Not a parent that I know, and I have a small child myself, she's almost five, and it seems like every time I go to the park or to school, and certainly in my work and on my blog, parents are really struggling with feeding their kids. And they want their kids to have good nutrition, and they want their kids to have a healthy body, and they're working really hard at it. And what's so interesting to me is that a lot of the things that we do to try to get kids to eat more fruits and vegetables, or to try to get a small kid to eat more, or to try to get a bigger child to eat less, a lot of those efforts actually backfire and are making the very problems we're trying to fix worse. So, all these parents who say to me, gosh, dinner is the worst part of my day. I come home and I want to connect with my kids and we're just fighting about who's eating what and I need help. And so that's where I come in, and that's what the focus of tonight is going to be.
Well, what about picky eating? How do you, if you've got a picky eating kid, what do you do with them?
Tonight, we have an hour and a half to talk with parents, and we'll get their experiences. And it's a hard thing to answer in sort of, here are the 10 bullet points. It's really a feeding philosophy, but the main thing is not to pressure. Family meals is number one, so you sit with your kids, they see you eating the foods that you want them to grow up eating. And then the next key step is that you don't pressure, and you don't bribe them with dessert, and you don't have two-bite rules. And so a lot of the things that we try to do and that were done to us actually slow down the process of helping kids to like new foods. But number one is just get that power struggle out. And you can do that. There's a feeding philosophy that I work in called the division of responsibility. And what it basically says is that the parent has specific jobs and the child has specific jobs. And if you stick to what you're supposed to do and you don't try to do the kid's job and don't let them do yours, then generally eating goes a lot better. And studies show that kids will grow up to eat the foods that you like to eat.
Sounds to me like a family dinner, for example, is not something you rush through, but you spend some time, which is, I guess, a big problem in America. We tend to gobble our food and get on to other things, or even do things worse, like watch TV while we're eating.
Yeah, there's a lot of research now that says that family meals are important, not just for nutrition, and we know that kids who eat family meals, drink more milk and less soda, and they have more stable weight, and they eat more fruits and vegetables, but they also do better in life. They tend to not participate in risky behaviors as much. So studies show if you can do it four times a week seems to be the magic number. Mm. And it doesn't have to be dinner. It can be breakfast or lunch. And, I think that we have this image that family dinner has to be a roast and mashed potatoes and carrots every night. Takeout can be a family meal. And so just as long as you're sitting together and hopefully the TV's off and you're paying attention to each other and the food, so you can sit there and think and pay attention and say, am I really hungry or am I full? And it's that time to sort of connect with those cues that come from inside your body that can really help in terms of stabilizing weight and having healthier eating habits.
Talking about stabilizing weight, you can't go anywhere in any media today without reading or hearing something about youth obesity. Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, what is that a matter of as much how you eat as what you eat, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, right on my website it says, because how to eat is the key to improving what kids eat. And so the how is so important. And what we're finding out is that notion of structure, so having sit-down meals, is really important, not skipping meals and not trying to diet and lose weight and then coming home ravenous and you just eat out of control. So that notion, and it's the same for kids and adults, but to say, I'm going to sit down and pay attention and have breakfast, and then about 3 or 4 hours later, we're going to sit down and do it again. And it's tough in our busy world, but there are some studies that really show that idea of having those regular meals and sitting down for adults and children are really critical to helping your body sort of figure out how much do I need to eat to maintain a healthy weight. So, we don't have to talk about rice cakes and, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. That's not what our message is about. It's more about the whole approach to allowing ourselves to have all kinds of foods and to enjoy the eating experience but to be really reliable about feeding yourself and to recognize that dieting for kids and adults is the fastest way to gain weight.
Ah, it is.
Yeah. Diets in adults, you know, 85 to 95% failure rate. And most adults who diet will actually end up at the end of that cycle gaining more weight than that they started. People do that over 30 years and you just see the weight going on.
So you lose weight, weight and then you binge it back on, or how is that?
Well, the physiology of it, and there's been studies back since the 50s of starvation studies that they did on conscientious objectors during the war. There's just great data out there that most of us and most of your doctors, here's the dirty little secret, I didn't know any of this from medical school and from my training. So I came to this work as a parent first and not as a doctor. I had my daughter and I thought, oh my goodness, she was almost 10 pounds when she was born. I thought, I know what I'm supposed to feed her, but I don't know how. And to me, that how is the missing piece. And all of this advice about dieting and cutting calories and, you know, the goal of losing weight, it really doesn't work. And that's part of what Kathy talks about. She's also presenting this evening. But that when, especially with kids, when we try to diet or get them to lose weight, that those efforts backfire. And it's really its basic physiology. If you eat less than your body wants to for a time, your metabolism slows down. You tend to be hungrier for a lot longer afterwards, and study after study shows that the most consistent way to gain weight over time is to diet.
Now, I know one of the things that you mentioned, Kathy, and that's Kathy Cater. She's also going to be doing a presentation. She's going to be talking about fitness and weight in children and teens. You're going to talk more about toddlers to kindergartners, but since I'm talking to you, let's just talk a little bit before I let you go on this whole body image thing, and particularly what a big deal that is with tweenies and that age. It seems like it's a big deal, and it seems like society really pushes these kids into that whole maybe unrealistic body image. What do you think?
I totally agree. And as the mother of a young daughter, you know, when you see Bratz dolls flying around, it's pretty appalling, some of these images that they think they need to live up to. And what I worry the most about with this push beyond childhood obesity is that there's this real desire to measure and weigh and label. And the problem is when we use words like obese and overweight, it doesn't help our health efforts. It actually makes things worse. Those kids actually diet more. They end up being heavier, more disordered eating behaviors, which can lead to eating disorders, and they feel worse about themselves, and they move their bodies less. So telling a kid, hey, you're overweight or you're obese, makes them actually less physically active. All of this worry and feeding our kids to try to make them thinner is going to end up making them bigger, and also will increase the number of kids who have problems with eating.
We're talking with Dr. Katya Roll. You know, just because you're a parent doesn't mean you're born with knowing how to do it. So I hope you can help them.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jay.